Story. We actually have some disturbing news coming back from the Real Crime Time desk. Let's throw it back to Pete Santelli. Mike, you're going to hear this. Go ahead, Pete.
Yep. Jeff O'Donnell actually just captured, as a matter of fact, we're going to go to Jeff capturing a very clear spike. Let's take a look at it. Jeff, let's go to you. We've got the ability to show it on screen. Here we go.
Okay.
Wow. Look at this, everybody. At this is real-time crime, our first one of the night. Our first one of the night. This is exciting. They are caught. Look at this, everybody. This is exciting for the whole country and world. This is right. I want a screenshot of that. This will go down in history. Here it is on Frank's speech on the real-time crime desk. Look at that spike, everybody. And Jeff, I want you to explain it. Whose race this is, and then when it took over, and then they were overriding the algorithms, it looked like, and then what happened? Give us your analysis here.
Well, what happened is what we're seeing in a lot of places, whereas the Democrat breaks out to an early lead, which we see that probably because that's where most of the cheating is taking place right there at the beginning. I don't like what happened with Carrie Lake again. I bring that up again. So you see that in red, Herschel Walker kept coming back, closing the gap as we started to get real Election Day votes in. At the moment, nearly the moment when they were even, they were essentially even. There's two dots here. You can't tell the difference. Suddenly, there is an update that has 117,000 votes for Warnock and 6,000 votes for Herschel Walker. So about 117,000 to 600. There you go. That's what happened.
We want this. I want you to, if you can, send me this screenshot. We're going to send it out all over social media right now. And this is the first real-time crime. We've caught them. They're trying to steal Herschel Walker's race. This isn't coming from us here. This is coming from the Edison Report. This is real-time crime going on here. And, wow, good catch, Jeff. And if you could take a screenshot, send it over to me. I got my social media gal here sitting here waiting for the first one to be put out, and she is excited. And she is very excited.
I have some negative vote drops for you in Pennsylvania as well when you want to hear about those.
No way. Two in a row. Let's get it with. We can, she's ecstatic here, but let's do another one. Let's
you
do another
see
one.
It? All right. Let's take a look here at I want to look at the Pennsylvania Senate race with Dr. Oz versus Fetterman. One moment. Let's bring that up.
And welcome to the real time crime desk, everybody in the country and around the world. Here we go. What do we got here?
So we've got the blue is John Fetterman, and we've got the red is Oz. And you can see things at this point anyway are not looking good, but there's, you never know what's going to happen. But note we have here, we have the votes going up. I'm putting my cursor over it. Votes going, staying the same. And then we go from 326,000 votes down to 288,000 votes. So where'd they go? They're gone.
Okay. I want to explain this one, everybody. Now, I want everybody to look at this. And I can explain this and go, well, gee, why would they do that to a Democrat? They lower. You can't go in reverse, everybody. These are the order. These votes are coming in through the Edison Report, which is one of the biggest monopolies in this country. Every single vote goes through New Jersey, and then it comes out to us. Well, when you start counting, I want everybody to count. One, two, let's count by tens. 10, 20, 30, 40. Let's count by hundreds. 100, 200, 300. You can't go in reverse when you're counting pieces, ballots. One, two. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to throw a bunch off the pile. So the reason is, here's what I think, Jeff. I think that they lower that number. They lower that number with that drop because the cheat was too big there. They're making the steal. The algorithm is too big, and they got to correct it so it doesn't look like a big anomaly or a huge deviation where the whole country knows they stole the election from him. What's your opinion on that? Am I spot on?
I think you are. That's certainly a good I mean, there's no rational explanation because they don't. We see so many of these in an election that it's impossible that it's that many human error mistakes.
Right.
And but here you see, I switched over while you were talking to the governor race in Pennsylvania, and you'll see it happened there too.
There, now wait a minute. Not so this is, to hold happen. It. Is this the governor's race right now going on?
That's correct. That's Mastriano and Shapiro.
Okay, now everybody, now let me tell you. So here's reality, everybody. These, when they set these algorithms, you still got to kind of guess, don't you, Jeff? You got to make an estimated guess of what the score is going to be. Because if you cheat too big, it's like I said before, everybody. I'm going to give everybody another example. If I said, the state of Pennsylvania that went 6,000 or 6 million for Donald Trump and 2,000 votes for Biden, everyone in the world would say, no, that's a computer error. Something's wrong. And then as you go and go, okay, how about 5 million for Trump and 500 for Biden or 5,000 for Biden or 500,000? They have to make it within a reason of the whole world to go, oh, I guess that could happen. And this is what they're doing here. They put the algorithms thinking how many votes maybe that Mastriano was going to get, and they set them too high, everybody. Look at that big, look in the beginning when they stole them there. It went straight up or almost straight up. And then you go over a little bit and another uptick. And now they overcorrected. Look at the difference between the two. So they had to correct it and take away votes. You guys, machines, people don't go, 20,000 people or 150,000 people don't go in and say, I want to take my vote back. I don't want to vote. Jeff, what was that drop right there? How many votes was that drop we're seeing at the real time crime desk here? How many votes dropped there?
About 90,000.
90,000 votes. You guys, if you're tuning in, that's a Democrat. They took 90,000 votes off of a Democrat. Why did they do that? Because the cheat was set so big in the beginning. Look at the beginning. Jeff, point to the two spikes that you can't explain. Okay, the one in the beginning, and then you go over a little bit, and there's another one. How many vote spike is that right there?
About 90,000.
Well, 90,000. How about let's go to the next spike. Let's move over to the next Democrat spike. This is the governor's race, by the way, if you tune in, of Pennsylvania. What's that crime spike? We're going to call them crime spikes. That's my new name. Okay, go to the next.
That's about 63,000 is.
So we have a 63,000. We have a 90,000 crime spike, another 90,000 crime spike, a 63,000 crime spike. And then they go, uh-oh. The whole world's going to know that Mastriano's getting, you know, we're cheating by too much. So what do they do, everybody? Right there, point to the cursor. They took away 90,000 votes from the Democrat.
Yeah, if you look, it took the vote total back to where it had been way back here. Basically, that erased all of the vote total increases.
You guys,
from that
look
time.
At that. In that time span, everybody, this is the order these votes are coming in. This is real-time crime, everybody. This is what I've been telling you about. This is what, and cast vote records show this same type of thing, don't they, Jeff?
Yes. Well, they don't show negatives, but they show the patterns that aren't natural.
Patterns, right. They show the algorithm patterns, you guys. Now, there is not anyone in the world that can deny, they can't deny that this is real-time crime. Those are crime spikes and crimes, these are real-time crime spikes, machine manipulation. If looking at this, do we have a poll that's out there right now? What do they say this race is at? Or what do they say the governor's race, what this Pennsylvania crime, can you give us an update of where they say that the election's at right now? Do we have a report?
Well, if I back it up to the Senate race, I know that the last I saw, it did have Oz up by 2 or 3 points.
2 or 3 points.
Yep.
But now look at that, everybody. So he's up by 2 or 3 points. Okay. Now, what about the governor's race, Mastriano?
I believe it was about the same difference the other way. I think it was 2 or 3 points, Shapiro.
So does everybody understand that it's like a fixed football game, everyone? I want everyone to understand when we say override the algorithms. Now, I'm going to use this for, I used to be a compulsive gambler. I used to bet on football and have come to my door and go, hey, pay up today. Well, yeah, I'm going to tell everybody when there's a fixed game, let's say there's a fixed football game or any game out there, and you fix a game and maybe if it's a couple players are paid off, or, you know, Jay missed a couple holding calls, or the referees, you know, pay this off, make a couple holding calls. Maybe this was all just conspiracy back in the day, but that's been proven that there were games out there that were fixed. Now, when you fix the game, it doesn't mean that it's 100% that you're going to win that fixed game, because the other team, in spite of even fixing it and having paid off players on the one team, the other ones could just play out of their mind and just overrun the fix or overrun the point spread or whatever it may be. Here, I believe that this is how we're going to override these algorithms. But Jeff, the only thing is early on there when they adjusted that and took 90,000 votes away. Do you think that those were early voting that were being counted there? Because I want to make another point.
I'm making that assumption based on the pattern. Yeah.
Right. So let's say everybody, this when you see that blue go down there, that prime time or that spike that goes. That took votes away from that Democrat. But now here's the deal. In the early voting, this is where I told everyone you have to vote same day. So they're stealing it with these algorithms, stealing it. And now when those real stay up votes come in, I'm hoping, and this is what we're praying for, that they override these algorithms that were preset, pulling names from the voter rolls illegally, criminally. And that's why we have this. This is a dream come true, Jeff. You're exactly right. What's going to happen? This is real-time crime. It was worth the wait. Did you send over? Can you send over? Do you have any more while we wait, or can you send over the one
screenshot? I'll send them. Yeah. I will send the screenshots over.
We got to get this out there to the public. This is unreal.
Mike, this is Garland. I wanted to just add a couple of points to what Jeff is saying here. We saw the same spike in Fulton County in 2020 in the morning of November 4th, right after the election, and in November 5th. There were these kinds of spikes that we saw that changed the presidential election results from a Donald Trump win to a Joe Biden declared victory. So this is, these are virtually almost impossible unless there were thousands and hundreds of thousands of counterfeit ballots dumped into the Fulton County election results. In regards to the spike going down, what's interesting here is there is a case where a county could back out some results, but if that happened, it would be a very, very small number. And it would be proportional with both candidates. So what you're seeing here is a 100,000 vote drop. There's no explanation for that, as Jeff is saying here. Looks like something very seriously, some type of manipulation.
Right. Absolutely. And we're just going to send it all over social media. I want you to put back up the one we're going to send out, because that one that just spiked up, I think it was the Herschel Walker race, if you could go there. Kelly, I want you to send it out and put the real, tune in, this is real time crime, and put, go to frankspeech.com now, okay?
I do want to say, Mike Herschel is closing the gap again, though.
Yeah. Right. You see what they did, everybody? Look at this. These are the order they're coming in. They couldn't change the Edison report and hide the crime in time. They couldn't hide the crime in time, everybody. Okay, I want, and all the terrible journalists that usually watch my program on their favorite show, all of you guys pay attention here. Look at that. You see that Democrat going, yeah. Ding, up 150,000 votes because Herschel was taking the lead. So they just dumped a bunch of votes by computer in there. Everybody can understand that. That's something everybody can enjoy, real-time crime. Yeah. It's right there in front of you. Everybody can enjoy this. How do you hide this? I want one journalist in the world to write, there is no evidence. There is no evidence. There is no evidence of any crime. This is real-time crime. You can't deny it. So I would like any of the journalists, the horrible, terrible journalists out there, please call my phone right now and tell me what you're seeing and explain this. Okay? That's your Cheryl, would you like to call me? Emma Brown? Jim Acosta? Any of you guys out there would like to call? There it is right there. We're from the real-time crime desk. And this is just one of many we're going to find tonight. So if, I guess, and here, and Jeff, let me see if I can explain this, and Garland. If when you're seeing this, my guess is these are still the mail-in ballots that are coming in and the early voting that's coming through. And when you see that, if you can, when as they're stealing and they're adjusting and adjusting, and see where Herschel's catching up again there. So they're over, and pretty soon they'll run out of railroad track, won't they? And then if they have no more names to steal from the voter rolls, if it's the day of voting coming in, that's where we overrun the algorithms. Is that correct in theory, or is that fact? I think we lost them. Hello? Are we there? Did we lose feed?
Yeah. We can hear you, Mike.
We can hear you.
Okay. So what do you guys say about that? Did you hear what I was saying?
Yes.
And I believe that is exactly what, to me, this shows. I think that you see it came out when you look at this right here. Warnock came out to the fairly large lead, relatively speaking. And then they began to run out of railroad, as you said. And then I think day of election day voting began is what responsible for bringing Herschel Walker back up. And that spike up there is pretty inexplicable. That one is looks to be just a reactionary dump of ballots or something.
Absolutely. There is no technical explanation for that spike, and there's no explanation from an election integrity perspective for that kind of a spike. That's 100,000 votes that comes out of nowhere. That's just not real.
Right. And this is what we've been telling everybody. Everyone that's watching in this country, you need to share this with all your friends. We just put it out on social media. And this needs to be shared everywhere. This is the perfect example. You can see in the beginning where the Democrat takes the big lead because they set the algorithms. Heck, they probably preloaded ballots. Here you go. Have a nice ride. Get ready for the race because we already know the winner. They're racing. Well, then the real-time votes come in, the real votes, and Herschel's passing the opponent up, and then they go, you ain't getting ahead of us. Bam. Up goes the spike. And Jeff, I want to ask you this. When the votes are reported, once it goes through Edison in New Jersey, if they would report, if they didn't put that spike in where it was, and things kept going at that pattern, and now, look, if you were to take those 150,000 votes out of there right now and put them over there, Herschel would have the lead it looks to me on the chart here, by about 200,000 votes. Is that correct?
It would be a big lead. I mean, what we say, that's
100.
And now at this point, it's only holy moly, it's only like a 3,000 or 30,000 vote difference right now. So,
right.
Yeah, maybe so be 150,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So Herschel would be up by 100, you guys. So if you took that cheat out, if you took that real-time crime spike out, if you took that real spike out, that crime spike, Herschel would be up by 150,000 votes. Now, if you did it at the end, if he had a big lead, and then all of a sudden you go, Edison report, Herschel's ahead by 150,000 votes, and the race is running out, they wouldn't be able to stick that spike in at that time because it would be too obvious. You know what I mean, everybody? So they had to do it then, going, oh, dang it, he's catching up again. We better get this spike in soon enough. And I'm going to tell everybody that's exactly what happened in Arizona in Carrie Lake's primary. Carrie Lake was, they were stealing it. Then the Real Day Votes came in, and she ended up at 2 in the morning getting ahead by 12,000 votes. And what did they do? They shut her down. There was only 90,000 votes left to count. But the whole world knows she was winning 70-30, 70-30. You know, so this is great news. Jeff, great find there, great catch. And I better grab some water. I'm so excited.